Yesterday in Asheville, North Carolina, John Peyton Davies died at the age of 91. Davies was one of the State Department's China experts, the China hands, who were drummed out of public service during the McCarthy era. The son of missionaries, John Peyton Davies, was born in China and served there as a foreign service officer. When the Chinese nationalists and communists were fighting for control of the Chinese mainland, Davies was among those who saw the nationalist cause as doomed. Historian Gary May has written about what befell the China hands, and he joins us from Newark, Delaware. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
What was it exactly that John Peyton Davies did so wrong that got him in trouble with Senator McCarthy or other anti-communists?
Well, he really didn't do anything wrong. He and the other China experts in the Foreign Service, John Carter Vincent, Edmund Clubb, John Service, had predicted that the Chinese nationalist government would lose the Chinese Civil War. And for having predicted that, they were drummed out of the Foreign Service and blamed for having caused what they predicted. McCarthy, of course, was looking for any issue that would increase his own influence in Washington, and the fall of China in 1949, followed by the Korean War, certainly played into that.
Davies, according to his obituary today and other sources, Davies was at one point told to leave the State Department, fired, I guess, by Secretary of State John Forrester Dulles.
That's right.
For poor judgment, and then told straight away, by the way, if you need help getting another job, I'll give you a reference for another job.
I have no doubt that that's true. In fact, when John Carter Vincent was given the choice also by Dulles of being fired or being allowed to retire with a pension, Dulles made the same exact offer to Vincent.
So Dulles really didn't—he didn't mistrust these people personally. He was just acceding to political pressure.
Absolutely. Dulles came from a family of secretaries of state, and once he became Dwight Eisenhower Secretary of State, was determined to hang on to that position.
People who knew John Peyton Davies after he left government service and was living in Peru, at one point before that in Spain,
right,
described him as the farthest thing from a communist they could possibly imagine.
Oh, I think that's true. And he was a man of extraordinary personal bravery, which he demonstrated during World War II. He was flying over the hump, as they called it, over the Himalayas. And the airplane on which he was flying, along with correspondent Eric Severide, developed engine trouble, and they were all going to have to bail out. And Severide later told this story when he came to Davies' defense. They were all terrified of jumping from the airplane, and Davies, with great coolness, just said, okay, onward and upward with the arts, and then leaped from the airplane. Mm-hmm. The parachutes landed safely, and they dodged Japanese patrols for several weeks before they got back to American lines. So he was a man of tremendous bravery and integrity.
To what extent was he vindicated in the end?
Well, I think that most of the China hands were vindicated. I mean, they correctly predicted that Chiang Kai-shek's government would fall. What I think they were perhaps a bit too optimistic about was the democratic nature of the communist regime. They had first met Mao when Mao was living in the caves in Yan'an during World War II, and Mao had talked to Davies and Service and told them about his desire to have close relations with the United States after World War II. And, of course, the Cold War came along, and that was doomed.
At least in 1969, he was given a security clearance back. I don't think he needed it anymore, but he was
given it back. Right, he was long out of government by that time. What's very significant about the purging of all of the China hands is that under the normal career circumstances, people like John Davies and John Service and John Carter Vincent all would have risen to important positions within the State Department in the 1960s, just when we were making decisions about Vietnam. And of course, the whole story of the Chinese Civil War was really a preview of Vietnam. And had they been in positions of authority, who knows, we might have been able to avoid our tragic involvement in Vietnam.
Well, Gary May, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're very welcome.
Professor May of the University of Delaware is the author of China Scapegoat, The Diplomatic Ordeal of John Carter Vincent. He spoke to us from Newark, Delaware.